Now we're recording.
But when you, when you look like you look just then, when you're concentrating on something and you talk and you're kind of looking down and you're not, like, engaged in a conversation, you sound just like Jeffrey Tambor.
Transparent.
Yeah, but what else was he in when I was growing up? Like, what else do I know him from? Never mind. I know how this story goes. I'll ask you a question like that, and then
Jeffrey Tambor, I believe, was in.
But I ask you,
Hill and then Street Blues, for starters.
Was he really?
I think so.
I think you're wrong.
What do I get if I'm right?
He was on the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, he was.
That's where I know him from.
Hey now.
Yeah, he was in the Larry Sanders Show. That's how I know him.
Raising Hope, Hope, The Good Wife. He's Zach Galifianakis's dad in the Hangover movies.
Mm-mm. No, see, it's something like he was in Hill Street Blues.
Was he in Hill Street Blues? Yeah, he was a judge in Hill. He was real chubby in Hill Street Blues, as I recall.
He was?
There's Something About Mary. You know him as Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders Show. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Max Headroom? What's that?
That was a show on Cinemax. A computer-generated talk show host played by... I know this... Max Headroom was played by, the guy who played Max Headroom was just on, he was just in The Nick.
Matt Frewer.
There you go. That's him.
Okay. Oh, but Max Headroom, I didn't know that was a television show. I thought that was a commercial.
Max Headroom? He did Coca-Cola, I bet.
Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's right. Yep, there you go.
I had no idea that was a television show. I thought it was just something that Pepsi did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange?
That is very...
Anyway, funny. I'm a big fan of Jeffrey Tambor.
So when I'm looking down, reading something, trying to concentrate...
You kind of sound like him, yeah.
I kind of sound like Jeffrey Tambor. Mm-hmm. I wonder how he pronounces it. Tambor or Tambor?
Is he related to the girl that used to... There used to be a show... And her name's Amber something?
Amber Tamblyn.
Tamblyn. Okay, never mind.
Now, her father is Russ Tamblyn, who was in West Side Story.
Is that true?
And I think Russ Tamblyn was also in the David Lynch TV series.
But she is married to...
Twin Peaks, and she's
a writer-comedian now.
To David Cross.
Yeah.
And they are my current envious couple that I...
Let's do it!
Is that right? Okay.
Hey, we're doing a podcast. Fuck it up. Quick, let's quit. What? Give me a kiss.
I
got a castle in the
past, got a crib in the city. I saw Bob during the break.
We
get a lot of tweets. We get a lot of email to the show here. What song is this? And where is it from? It's Bob Schneider from his album, The Californian. This is called Mud House. I was talking to our friend Marty, actually, and I texted him, can you please call me?
Uh-huh.
And he texted me back, let's do this!
Go to hell. Oh, no.
No, like right. Bob does at the start of...
You know what? Max wakes up to, you can call me Batman, or you can call... My name's Batman, you can call me Bob.
By Bob?
That's what he wakes up to in the
morning. Does he really?
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
That's cool as all get out.
Yeah, and he got a bunch of new records for Christmas. Jay Giles Band.
Oh, the live version?
Love Stinks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Over and Over Again. All Christmas
that's,
Break.
That's
and
really...
somebody else also got a Motley Crue live.
Love Stinks is actually the only way that you should...
Listen to Jay Giles?
Listen to Love Stinks is Over and Over Again, yeah.
Oh, really?
I've had the reds, I've had the blues, the reds, and the pinks, mm-hmm. But I'll tell you one thing. Love Stinks. Love Stinks.
You know what? It's better because before this it was...
Hey, I'm singing. Love Stinks. Okay, go ahead.
It was Jukebox Hero.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm
He's a classic rock kid. Well, he's kind of everything.
He's all over, man. Because I walked in there the other day, and there was some pretty serious hip hop rap music going on. And I was, and as soon as I came in, like I got the look, and it was like turned it. Like he looked at me and turned it off. And I said, "What are you listening to?
What was that?"
I accidentally bought the unedited version.
Well, that's no good. Have you ever heard?
I was like, that I walked in there a couple more times and he kept stopping it. And I was like, Max, what is? I was like, are they killing women? Like, is it that bad or is it just curse words? And he was like, I don't think I should listen to it with you standing here.
Okay. Bless his heart. He has respect.
It was. I think it was more of a respect thing. It wasn't that. Yeah. Yeah. But it's.
I know I've got my favorite. My favorite Jay Giles song is "Must Have Got Lost." Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, that's my favorite one too.
Live version. Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite Jay Giles Band song too.
It's got the big. It's got the big intro where he.
Mm-hmm. The big with all the the music and the sounds, and then they sing. I know it's my favorite too.
Well, hold on. This song has a little introduction to it.
Ooh, I do like that.
It ain't supposed to be sad, though you might feel it that way. It's a song about desperation. Every now and then we
all
get desperate.
Get desperate.
This is a song about L-O-V-E, and if you abuse it, you're going to lose it, and if you lose it, you're going to abuse it, and if you abuse it, you ain't going to be able to choose it, because you ain't going to have it further on down the line, things ain't going to be so fine, you're going to be sitting there on your little machine, trying to look and keep it clean,
you're going to be playing bingo all night all alone,
that's why you're sitting there by the telephone,
and
you know that she ain't going to call you.
But this is early Jay Giles.
Yeah, but I thought they were just like a bunch of. I thought they were like the Doobie Brothers.
So you
like,
put on the
No.
Segwaying right into the Tomorrow Show, but that don't got to go. So you turn it off. You turn on the radio. The radio don't seem to get the click. So you say, "Hey man, I can't look at the split."
This is from
what?
Blow Your Face Out.
Say, baby, you know there's something on my mind. You say, "Baby, there's something on my mind."
I know you're there. I know you ain't alone.
I know you ain't all alone. So you start walking over to a house.
Who is this? Peter Wolf?
You walk over to a door. You start pounding on the door.
Pound on that door.
Open up the door, bitch. It's Wolf of Goofy with the green teeth. Let me in.
They sing Centerfold?
Uh-huh.
What? I love it when I learn stuff.
She opens up the door and then you just kind of walk.
When I was born, that's when Centerfold came out.
Yes, dear, I know.
This song came out a year before.
You look up green mascara and you say, "Oh, my darling."
Centerfold was 1980.
You know what I mean? He was at the party, his friends.
Do this not is the...
And Freeze Frame! They did Freeze Frame!
Freeze Frame!
You say, "Darling!"
What?
This is the Rapunzel part. He's trying to think of what the name is.
Take your big curls and just squeeze them down.
That's what this is.
What's the name of that chick with the long hair?
Rapunzel. But somebody Rapunzel. Says back,
hey, Rapunzel.
But then he goes, Raputa.
Hey, Raputa.
Raputa the Buta.
Hey, Raputa the Buta. Climb it down your head. Let me climb up the ladder of your love. Because this is Wolf of Goover saying to you.
Here it comes.
Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast, because sometimes the love you grab ain't going to last, and I believe I must her.
Baby!
You know, I think I must her.
I must her.
You know, baby, I think I must her.
I must her.
You know, I think I must her. I must her. Get oh, yeah!
I had no idea they were this cool.
Never thought about tomorrow.
Is everybody still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, the tour.
I'll be so glad, baby.
I think they did just wrap up another a big tour.
What? You slip on, baby. I let you walk on by. Let you walk on by. To the love you had for me.
Yeah.
I'm a funeral. Let it die.
The fabulous Jay Giles.
I had no idea.
What? And get a load of this.
I thought they were just like.
I didn't know until I started working for an album rock station that there is an actual Jay Giles who plays guitar. His name's J.A.Y. Giles, and it's the Jay Giles Band. Peter Wolf is the lead singer.
Yeah, but it's always the guitar guy that's the coolest.
But yeah, but.
Don't you think so?
It's like Led Zeppelin. There must be some guy in there named Led, you know, but.
No, I think that's Led Zeppelin.
I thought that was just the name of the band, Jay Giles Band. I thought it was some guy they knew in high school or something.
Oh.
Turns out there's a real Jay Giles.
And he's in the band.
And he's in the band.
But the guitar player is always the coolest one, don't you think?
I guess so.
Let's go through it real quick. You two. Who's the
Edge?
Oh, never mind. That totally just fucked up everything that I was going to try to make a point about. I thought he was cooler than Bono, but I don't know if he is. I think they're equally uncool.
Yeah, I don't think Bono was.
What about the Donnie Baker Band, the Pork Pistols?
Oh.
Yeah.
Scotty Winkler.
Yeah, he's the coolest cool. one. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't know. Messer, Dusty.
Well, Dusty.
No idea. I thought they were just some washed up rock band.
Has he found freeze frame yet?
I don't think so. This is pretty poppy.
He's gonna shit when he hears freeze frame.
No, he's not gonna like
he's
it.
He's not gonna like freeze
no.
frame?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
There's a.
I
can see it with a rock on
Tuesday. Slow motion weakness. Oh my god. What year did this song come out? This reminds me of
I'm gonna say.
This reminds me of the summertime.
I'm going to say 82, 83.
Oh, really?
Somewhere. But they had, I think it was, or maybe that was Centerfold, where they had the drum, and you thought it was a drum head, but it was a big drum-looking container full of milk, and they hit it with a drumstick, and it splashed all over. And people lost their minds. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, this video is amazing. Have you seen the drum blow up? It's incredible.
Oh. Yeah. My favorite song and my favorite. Maybe it's because of the video. No, it is my favorite song. My favorite video is
Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
No, I don't know that video.
That was about at the same time on MTV.
Oh no, Call Me Al. I know. I'm so sorry.
I don't know why you like that song.
I love that song because I like the horns in the beginning. No.
Da, da, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, at my next wedding, that's what's going to happen. Like, people are just going to pop out of the audience and play the beginning of Call Me Al. I don't know. That's not even horns. That's a synthesizer.
Well, the horns are in the middle of it. Remember Chevy Chase in the video?
Yeah, I do remember.
If you want to hear
I love this. Man walks down the street, he says, why his voice is so calming. Why am I
soft in the middle of you'd be a good hypnotist. Paul Simon. I need a
photo opportunity. Who's not?
I need a shot.
Do you know that Paul Simon doesn't write? He doesn't write plays.
What do you mean he doesn't write plays? Paul Neil Simon writes plays.
I thought they were the same guy.
Oh my God. No, if you want to hear Uncomfortable Radio, listen to Alec Baldwin's podcast. All you, here's the thing.
Here's the thing with
Paul
Simon.
It's
why is it so uncomfortable?
At one point, Paul looks at him and goes, "Look, I'm not trying to be rude." Just
really?
My God. Yeah, it's really. Yeah, I don't know why they were. It goes on for like an hour though. So.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing? I've been around the world practically since I saw you.
I know.
I went to Asheville, North Carolina, which is a lovely spot.
You had no idea.
Apparently, I was there during the rainy season, but we lucked out, and sunshine hit us on Tuesday for the entire. I tweeted out a picture of me and the baby girl at having lunch, and I said it's sunny in 69. Who knew? And somebody put on the bottom, it's normally the rainy season. You guys really lucked out. So I guess, but it's, my son lives there, and we went to visit him for the holidays.
That's nice.
I was in a cramped car with some people for a while.
Go ahead.
But I got out of it. Here I am.
I made it home.
Made it home. All alive and ready to go. And we're recording this the Wednesday before the Sunday that the Redskins play in the playoffs for the first time since 2012, which is very exciting.
Really?
Yeah, that's the last time they were in the playoffs.
I have to tell you something.
What? Did somebody pick the Packers?
No, the kids got phones for Christmas.
Yeah?
And Max was kind of pissed off because it got one. Addie got one because it was buy one, get one free. So I just...
So Max, not only did Max want a phone for Christmas, he wanted him to be... He wanted himself to be the only one that had a phone.
If you would have seen his face when he opened his phone, it didn't match his face when his sister opened her phone. But hers, it just stays at home. It's not a big deal. Right. It's whatever.
Does he take his to school?
I don't know. No. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Right? I should probably check his room. Right. Addie changed her background on her phone to the Redskins last night.
Did she really?
Yeah, she did. And we hadn't even talked about it. I don't know what she was.
She knows.
What she knew.
She knows. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she said, I changed my background.
That kid.
Mm-hmm.
They just might win. Some people are picking them to win.
Really?
Believe it or not. I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I really. I would go.
I mean, just to win this playoff game coming up against the Packers, not to win the Super Bowl, for goodness sakes. That would be.
I just look really good in Redskins colors. That's why I think that I'm supposed to be.
Burgundy and gold. Yeah. And there would be nothing. There would be nothing like being at FedEx this Sunday because of all the. And I'm biased. I'm prejudiced.
I've had fun at FedEx, but I don't know if it's worth getting in and out of there.
But there, once you get there and you're at the game, it's the closest thing to being at a high school or college football game in the National Football League.
Don't they have a band and everything?
They have a band, and they've got this "You Like That." The crowd chants "We Want Dallas" has been replaced with "You Like That" because Kirk Cousins has come from behind victory against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He yelled that at a camera. You like that? And he really meant it. And everybody made fun of him at first. And now
it's caught on.
Now it's caught on. And they're handing out towels to everyone.
What's his name? Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk. I don't like that very much. I'm not really sold on him yet. I don't care.
Really?
I like Bobby. I miss Bobby.
Bobby
Griffin. He's not Robert Griffin III until he starts playing better. For the Cowboys. There's your punchline.
Okay, I don't want to be like an. I don't.
Don't watch it.
I know. I'm going to be careful.
I'm fragile. There's a lot going on around me. You know that, right?
I know, yeah.
Hey, but speaking of that, a lot going on around us. We need to.
Can I talk?
Go see Merlin. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway. Wouldn't you think that the quarterbacks that you have liked the most have failed the most?
Are you trying to say I'm a hex?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're not sold on Kirk Cousins, then I am.
Oh, me not caring for the way he plays would translate into he's a great player.
Makes him successful.
Ah, well, if that makes him successful, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's darn fine with me.
You just think he's not as cool as Robert Griffin III.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you that my new favorite Redskins player is Will Compton, number 51 for the defense. He plays linebacker.
Yeah.
And the defense really, this shouldn't be Redskin talk. We should talk about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make any resolutions for the new year?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
That's great. Did you resolve not to make a resolution?
No, but I remember standing at my house looking out the window, probably New Year's Day or New Year, the second day, I don't know, the second New Year day. And I thought, you know what would be a good resolution for 2017? And being honestly thinking
like
that.
Like next year.
Yeah. And I was like, never mind. This is stupid. I don't even know. Like, I was just like, oh, well, we're day two of 2016, so fuck it. We'll just move it to 2017.
I'd like to have.
It did not even cross my mind. No, you know what it did? What did cross my mind? What?
Just went out of your head.
Meditation. I should probably do that. I should try to do that, but I didn't.
Every time I've tried to meditate, including last night.
You say I fall asleep.
I fall asleep, but then I read.
Then you're meditating until you fall asleep.
Yeah, then I read. That's okay, and not only is it okay, that's the most successful meditation.
Sure.
Is if you fall asleep.
I guess, yeah. I meditate in the shower usually.
I had a lot of the chick's vodka, though. And maybe that's why I fell asleep.
Maybe. Then you weren't meditating. You were drunk.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. There's a fine line between meditating and being drunk, isn't there?
There is.
Speaking of chick's vodka.
Hey.
Look for that at your favorite liquor store. It's not only at limited liquor stores. It's at all the liquor stores. I got the update this morning that it's some weird liquor store in Edinburgh. Like Big O Liquors or Bingo Liquors or.
At least you paid attention.
I remembered it was in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. That's only because that's where the mall is.
You know, it's been how long since we've done a podcast?
Really? Not long enough, apparently.
I remember you being funner.
Really? Well, a lot's happened.
You're Bon Vivant Liquor. No, what is it? Bob-O-Link.
Bob-O-Link.
Bob-O-Link Liquor in Edinburgh. Bob-O-Link.
Bob-O-Link Liquor.
Edinburgh, Indiana. Home of the greatest outlet mall in the world. You're not buying that either, huh?
No, it all sounds delicious. Malls, liquor stores, booze.
And I can tell you that January 14th,
mm-hmm.
next Thursday...
You'll be in Greenwood.
I'll be in Greenwood.
Indiana.
Signing Chick's Vodka.
You will be.
Because it never fails. And this is the way people are, and that's fine, and, you know. But you say, I'm going to be at a liquor store in Carmel signing...
Mm-hmm.
After I just was at a Southside liquor store. Why aren't you on the South Side? And then when you're on the South Side, why aren't you on the North Side?
Are you new to this?
Yeah, I know.
Are you new to being places and being heckled?
I thought you were going to say, are you new to being played?
Are you new to being played? Are you new?
You're totally being played. You know that, right?
How's the show been without Bob? Does it still feel like he's just going to be back after Christmas or after the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it has felt like so far, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different, and it's emotional, and it's...
Yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, you've sat next to this guy for 30 years.
I think I texted you Sunday night because I was losing my... And you gave me wonderful advice. And you said, how'd you get this number, first of all? And mm-hmm. then you said, call Marty. And
I did.
And it really, really helped. But
call Marty. I don't have time for your shit.
I wasn't going to say that, but you're getting a text right now. So you don't have time to do the fucking podcast, evidently.
It's first Thursday, girls. We're supposed to have a first Thursday party tomorrow. But we can't, nobody can come tomorrow, so we have to push it to the second Thursday.
It's exhilarating and terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, I want to continue to be on the radio. I mean, that's what I do, and I love this show, the show has changed, but it's still on the air, and it's still a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exhilarating part. The terrifying part is even more of it falls on my shoulders, and the sad part is Bob's not here, so... Mm-hmm. You know, those are all the honest emotions that you'll get on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to, you know, I hope it doesn't seem like we're being callous and distant but what else are we supposed to do? We have to continue. I mean, mm-hmm. because that's what we're doing. We're continuing. I would expect them to do the same thing if I had quit or...
Absolutely.
You know?
Retired.
Retired, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, I understand.
No, I feel like you guys talk about Bob. Like, I mean, he's still, it's the Bob and Tom show.
Yeah.
He built this, you know, and obviously it's a huge transition. But you guys got Scott here, so that helps.
I just wish it was, you know, easier, you know. I just wish it was naturally just totally easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What would make it easier? Don't say me being here. I'm not going to do it.
I know.
I can't. I won't. Are you going to edit all this out?
No, because...
You're not.
That's what you're doing this. See if I'll edit it out.
Exactly.
You're a nasty little woman when you want to be. You know
I'm not,
that?
That's not nasty. I didn't say anything nasty. I just said I don't want to. That's all I said. And Sprinkle... The Sprinkle name got on the big show. That's exciting.
Jess has coined a new nickname for the Bob and Tom show. Spangle's name has been Sprinkle. I don't know why. Why did you start calling him Sprinkle?
Because I forgot his name.
Yeah. Everybody forgets his name every now and then. Unless you need something technologically done, then you remember his name.
No, I would borderline say Chris is a friend of mine. Sprinkle's a friend.
Whoa!
I would. I think we're getting there.
You think?
I think.
Wow.
I mean, I don't call him. We don't text. I sent him a Christmas card.
I was going to say you didn't send me a Christmas card, but I think you handed me.
I handed you your Christmas. I said, "Do you want me to mail this?" And you said, "No, give it to me."
Just give it to me.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas card.
It was a great Christmas card. was beautiful.
We should put the Christmas card up on the website.
Oh, yeah. We could use our website. That'd be neat.
That would be neat if
That'd
we used our website.
Yeah.
Without everyone that we know telling us, hey, why don't you use your fucking website?
I know. My good friend, Mary Ritter Graham, she said, we need to have a meeting.
Is her name Mary?
Mary?
Are you sure?
Mary?
I thought it was...
Mary Ritter Graham? Mary Graham?
I thought it was Misty.
Trusty Chucks? No. What the fuck?
Did I really sell that?
No. You know her name. But she said we have to have... she needs to teach us... She has a blog called Trusty Chucks, and she needs to teach us about...
Oh, she does she?
About our website. Yeah.
That's the boy in me coming out. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
What is she going to teach us?
I mean, how to...
We've been doing this for 3 years, you know.
Yeah, we're good at this part. We're pretty decent at talking to each other and cracking jokes and making people cry occasionally.
Crack-a-lacka.
But when it comes to running a website, we suck.
Yeah, we stink at the website. We stink at the t-shirt fulfillment. We stink at...
We should have a staff.
You know, there's a website that you can hand off all your t-shirt stuff to, and they do it for you. They want a little taste, but they...
Was it worth it?
Probably not. I don't think so. You have a.
We need an intern. I keep fucking saying we need an intern.
We don't need an intern. What would they do?
Ship shirts.
I wouldn't trust them to ship shirts.
You wouldn't?
No. I want to be in on shipping shirts. I like shipping shirts.
Then why don't you do it?
Because no one's ordered a shirt yet.
That's because they're old. We need new shirts.
They're classics. We're not going to change the design now. I just got to one I liked.
I know, but we need to take our Twitter handles off of the back. That looks silly.
Why?
Because it looks silly.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yep.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. These are conversations we should have in our
probably should
post-show meetings.
Do you have a guest list for the new year coming up? People you want to be have on?
I do. Do you want me to say it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Positive?
Yep.
I would like to have Bob and Christy on and Tom, and I would like to have, who else? I would like to have, that's it.
Debbie Knox.
Debbie Knox, I want to have Debbie Knox on. I like her. I want to pay more attention to the musical guests coming through and maybe try to have some people on from there,
mm-hmm.
from the music, the people that play the music.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to...
Colin Hay was almost on.
I know.
That kind of fell through.
I don't know if he was almost on.
He was almost on.
He was not almost on. Like, if he was almost on, he would have scheduled and then canceled. That would have made him
almost... Is that almost?
That's almost. Almost is his people not... Not contacting us back is not almost on.
No, they did contact me back.
And said, we'll let you know. And then they never contacted you back
right.
after that.
You need to be ready at this place and this time.
If we say yes.
If we say yes. And then
they never said yes. Yeah.
It's kind of rude now that you think about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. I would like to.
What are the odds that
I want to have on your heart doctor and Addie's neurologist? I'd like to do that. I would like to.
Really?
Yeah. Just different things. I would like to have Reggie Miller.
Oh, he'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I would like to have... I think your daughter should do it. I think Elle should be on one time. That'd be fun.
I don't know if she's going to be in town for the summer, but...
Oh, yeah.
I think she is.
Yeah?
I got to go pick her behind up at the airport tonight.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
You don't care.
It's going to be traffic that time of day. And it's going to be dark.
7 o'clock, there's going
to
be traffic.
I don't
traffic.
Like to drive. I'm old now. I don't like to drive at night.
You have those yellow glasses you wear at night so that it cuts down on the glare?
The glare blockers?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
You should.
They encompass my entire face.
Who do you want to have on the podcast?
I'd like to have the guy who made the documentary on Netflix.
Making of a Murderer?
Making a Murderer,
yeah. Have you watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched the first episode, and I'm not watching anymore.
You end up hating everybody, and I did. hating everybody that's on screen.
You know what? I started watching it, and I thought, this is going to be just like that.
It's Serial.
Just like Serial, when nothing fucking happens.
The first season of Serial was amazing, and it would have been wonderful had something happened at the end.
Nothing happened.
And nothing happens at the end of the first season of Serial. And they've sucked me in again the second
year. But they say this new Serial is supposed to be good.
Well, no, it is. It's great. But it's still sort of kind of ongoing. I mean, he was just on the news again.
Yeah, I know. I tried not to read it because I want to listen to it. Yeah. But that's how I feel with Making of a Murderer. Basically what I've drawn from it and heard and posted.
And there's a lot of things that didn't make the documentary that make this Avery guy seem even more guilty than he's being portrayed in the documentary.
Oh, you think that there's more to it than possibly guilty?
If you go online and go and start searching
Well, they're still making a documentary. They're not going to, they want it, you know, I mean, it's still a series.
No, there's only 10 parts and then it's done.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If they left information out, it was on purpose. There still has to be a good guy and a bad guy. And I guess from what I've drawn from it, to be poor and unintelligent in the United States, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, right?
Okay.
Yeah. There's got to be somebody in the owning a salvage yard, right? I mean.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they own all that Avery Towing or whatever. I mean, they own all that land.
They had a reputation, right?
They live in trailers. Yeah, no one liked them.
I lived in trailers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
They live in trailers right there at the salvage yard.
That's handy. I would like to live where I work. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Living where you work?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We should just build up from here.
Oh, well, there's more room to build out, but there's some reason why you can't build out, because when they put this...
They did that. It's a flood
section on the building.
Yeah,
but you put this section on the building. There was a problem.
There's always a problem.
There are always problems, aren't there?
Who was your favorite guest of 2015? Oh.
Oh, gosh. Well, I have to look at... Can I look at the list? Is that fair?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Nothing.
Let's see. I liked listening to Eric Orrick talking about the Wish for Our Heroes.
Yes,
that was a wonderful...
We did that. We had that event. That was good.
Festivity we attended.
We did. We did the, that was fun.
You know Sprinkle was on the podcast? Do you remember that?
I do. People loved that podcast. He's very educated.
You know, we were just talking about Kostaki's episode on The Big Show the other day. He started to talk about his dad, and that's the one thing I remember about the podcast.
When we did at your house,
At the house we did with Kostaki. We all sat around and talked about our dads.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the state fair is always fun.
State fair is fun.
Jimmy Pardo.
But I feel like there was one podcast that I walked away from and I was like, I did not anticipate it being that fun.
Dr. Will, of course, always wonderful.
Right. We haven't had him in a long time.
Bobcat
was great. Yes, obviously. Such a huge crush on that guy.
He's a bad man. Josh Shashi was on?
My brother Shashi was on, that's right.
Did you find that interesting and transparent that they called their Josh Joshi?
Joshi, yeah. I think that's common.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know.
I think they stole it from us, that's what I think.
No, I don't think so.
John Evans, the comedian was on, remember that?
Yeah.
That's way back in March of last year. He talked about how he loves squirters. Remember that? You didn't know what a squirter was?
You guys.
Oh, and...
Stop! I don't care.
She just found out what ATM means today.
I didn't know. You guys were talking about it on The Big Show this morning, and I text Jake. I said, I don't want to Google it. Can you just tell me what that means? And I sent him a picture back of my face because I didn't.
Disgusted.
I had no
As most
response.
Clear-thinking Americans, you're disgusted when you finally hear about what the hell.
And now I feel like every time I drive up to an ATM, I'm going, that's going to happen. I'm going to be like, oh, man, that's yucky. Anyway.
That's passion, all right. Holy shit.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Ew. Charles. That's gross.
You know, last year on this date, we had a podcast that call that was called Chicken Jess Catch Up.
Oh!
We're kind of doing the same episode.
Yeah.
Only a year has gone by.
I didn't go anywhere. You went to Austin for Thanksgiving.
I went to Austin and saw Bob Schneider. Yeah, that was incredible. That was great. And that concert is available on Bob Schneider Music, bobschneider.com. If you search an area called Frunk, F as in Frank, R-U-N-K, and look for November 28th, Austin, Texas, at the Bass Opera House. And you can download that concert. He did a... He did a Christmas song and then did one of his songs and a Christmas song, one of his songs, and he had a couple of guest vocalists on it. It was a great show. And he promised me that he was going to stop in Indianapolis in 2016, so we'll be looking for that. And he also promised me that he was going to send me some of his artwork. He had his artwork on display, too, at the Bass Opera House up on the second floor. And he had, what's the name of that? Den of Villains or something like that. One of his pieces is called Den of Villains.
It features
Batman, and everybody knows that.
You can call me Bob.
I love Batman.
You love Batman.
And he's going to send me one of the original prints of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Original print?
Original print.
Is that a thing?
One of the prints. A print of
a
it?
A print of the, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That would be nice,
That would be nice.
Maybe we should take the podcast on the road this...
Where you want to go?
We always talk about this comedy tour, and we never do that. And maybe we should have a show about talking about what the stuff we talk about that we're going to do that we never do.
We could do a comedy tour, she said, excited.
Hopefully.
Mm. Okay.
You'd have to organize.
Ready? First, who's the first comedian you want to have on your tour?
Tommy Jonigan.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because he's busy with a show.
Television. Well, who else? I don't think he got his show.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks. Can you edit that part out? Jesus. I didn't know. I'm sorry. He got a new baby. He's busy with a new baby.
He's busy with a new baby.
Yeah. Josh Arnold.
Yeah.
Right?
He'd be good.
Yeah.
Pardo. But he's busy with his own podcast.
And show. And he does a show for the people.
He has a development deal. I don't know.
He has a show before the show.
Race to Escape or something. He's doing that.
Oh.
On the Science Channel.
Oh. Where do you want to go?
Cruise. Ooh, cruise ship. The comedy cruise. Be trapped on a boat.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just saying, all the live shows we've done in the past... I don't think it's going to be good.
Why?
No, because nobody shows up. That's why. I'm going to be very honest. No one shows up to our live shows. The only people that show up are the people at the fair because they're at the fair. They're stopped. They're resting their feet. They're going to listen to us for a little bit. We have like 12 people that show up at all of our live stuff.
And they are.
And I love them. They're wonderful. I'm grateful. However. We could have a party at your house and call it a live show.
We didn't do that. We had a poker party scheduled for the holidays. And
we didn't have it scheduled. I suggested it, and then you never told anybody about it.
Actually, I talked to Ryan Singer about it. I talked to... I talked to Ryan about it. That was it. Well, then your life kind of changed for a little bit, so...
My life did change. Yeah. I'm a foster mom.
Yes, you're a foster mom now.
Mm-hmm. 3 days before Christmas.
And it got really, really busy.
It did. It gets busy. Mm-hmm.
And he is incredible.
He's wonderful.
This little baby boy.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Addie, and things aren't going as we anticipated with the diet. And then, Max and being a man child and all that stuff. And yeah, so it's been busy. But when is it not busy? It's always something, right?
Seems like it.
Yeah. But it's not bad busy. It's not, actually what we're doing now that things are starting up again, we have new legislation for the medical marijuana bill.
I saw that was reintroduced, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of different, but the same. It's Senate Bill 72. So, and I already have, I have a lot of people who want to help and want me to testify at the hearing on behalf of Addie, and getting a hold of media and talking about this and renaming the bill Addie's bill. And I mean, it's going to get busy again, you know? I mean, when it died last year, I was just, you know, we were heartbroken for a little while. But then Addie started the diet, and we thought, oh, it's going to be great. And then this diet isn't panning out quite how we anticipated. They consider it a success if there's 50% less seizures. And I know I've said all this before. So I started crunching numbers the other day.
And it's like 30% less.
It's not even 30. It's 20% less.
But it's less.
It's less. It's less. Yeah. So it's less. But I've had a lot of moms tell me that parents on different sites and support groups and things say that their experience has been that the keto diet, the Atkins diet, was equally as helpful. So just cutting out the sugar and the carbs still, mm-hmm. but not having to weigh everything and do the ratio and all that stuff like you have to with the keto diet. So there's that.
That would be exciting.
What?
Name it the Addie's bill. That would be.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I don't know if there's any politicians that listen to our podcast. Probably not any upstanding one anyway. No, so I don't know. We'll see. It's fingers crossed, right? Let's try this again. If not, we're gonna have to go somewhere else. Figure something else out. We might be taking that road trip sooner than we anticipated.
Well, you would think it would be.
Take the podcast to Colorado.
I don't know what the. I don't know. I don't understand so much anyway. So, with so many states that it is legal and it is okay and it is, you know, and those states haven't totally collapsed onto themselves, you would think that.
But I love Indiana. I love Indiana for a lot of reasons. Not because of the majority political review.
It's
or,
just not
or opinion.
I don't know.
That's what I dislike.
I don't know if I'm mistaken by having this opinion or not, but it doesn't seem very progressive when it comes to legislation.
Okay, have you been in Indiana for the last year?
Exactly.
Are we progressive?
I'm trying to be kind.
Well, that's,
you know,
but it's not. It's not this. But it's not. I mean.
Well, with everything that happened with the gay referendum and the LGBT and the
right,
all
but
of
here's
that,
the thing.
I mean,
here's
that,
the thing.
That alone.
That yeah, but you're dumping people's opinion of religion and interpretations of the Bible, and that's what that is. And I have an opinion about it that is completely separate from the fact that my daughter needs medical marijuana. There's nothing in the Bible about that, okay, guys? This has nothing to do with being a gateway drug. This has nothing to do with THC. This has nothing to do with her
getting high. I think that's the biggest point right there.
People use THC for other things.
People assume
that. This is not what this is. This
is CBD. People assume that the THC is what Addie needs, and that's not.
But their argument is that to make CBD oil is the same thing, is the same process that you use to make hash oil. And if you're going to do that and make CBD oil legal in Indiana, well, then that makes hash oil legal too. Well, whatever, I guess. I don't know. And I'm very selfish in the fact that I don't care about hash oil. I don't care about that. This is, and there's even a part of the bill that gets so specific as to say for children with epilepsy, with refractory seizure disorder. This means that there is no medication that works. There's nothing else that works. There's no other options.
All right.
What would you do? What would you do if this was your child? Exactly. But I don't want to move. I love Indiana and I love our state. But so I need, so here it is. That's the thing, is that I'm going to have to find other parents. I need to find other parents who are going through what I'm going through, who are experiencing my struggle, who are in the state of Indiana, who want to testify at the hearing. That's what I need. I need to hear your stories. We need to share our stories. We need to call our good friend Debbie Knox and our good friend Chris Kirshner and
40. Call 40. 40.
Yeah, there you go.
Tracy, call Tracy. 40.
Yeah, and this isn't. I have a means. I have a voice. I have you. We could do this. We could do this. This is a possibility. And this is, I don't know. I just don't want it. I don't want it to. I don't know.
I know it's hard to talk about, and it's hard, and it's terrifying that if it doesn't pass, and
it's not. This is the thing. Do I know that my daughter needs it? Do I know this is going to fix her? Do I know? No, I don't know. You're right. I don't know. But why do I not have the option to know?
I guess, and granted, I'm so far on the other side of this issue that I can't. I would like to think I could look at this intellectually. I don't understand what drives the people to not okay this legislation. I don't understand why this isn't.
I have an email from.
Oh, well, this is a good thing, and this will help this. Sure. And, well, what are the minuses? Well, I can't think of it. I, honest to God, can't think of a minus on this. But evidently somebody can, and they're upset about it, and it's not going to get passed.
Well, no, I said that
I don't
my
get
senator,
it.
My senator is Mike Kreider, and he is District 28. And when this was going on last year, he emailed me back and used the term gateway drug.
For a non-THC medicinal purpose for...
For a child with epilepsy.
Marijuana oil, that is a gateway drug.
He used the term gateway drug. So that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm dealing with. And he's not the only one. You know? I mean...
Well, they just hear marijuana, and they just hear drug, and they just hear...
But it's not. It's like anything else. It's educate yourselves. Educate yourselves and tell me what you would do if your child had refractory epilepsy, seizure disorder. What would you do if Western medicine failed your child, failed your family, and you didn't have another option? What would you do?
See, this is the part that I don't understand. Of course the answer is...
You'd bust your ass and you'd try to get the law passed.
And I understand...
Like, my daughter hasn't been through enough with her experience and having to be pulled out of school and having seizures in front of friends and going to doctor's appointments and laying still with probes on her head for hours, CAT scans and MRIs and all those things... Oh, okay. So what you're saying now is that I should pick her up out of the only home she's ever lived in and say, hey, we have to move because your condition, yeah, they won't let us treat it here in Indiana. Sorry. So now you have to pick up when you're 10 years old and move to a different school and meet new friends and be away from your grandparents and your cousins and your aunts and uncles. Sorry. Why? Because Indiana is backwards. That's why, Addie.
Can it be that? I mean, I understand that the system of laws and legislation and the way a bill becomes a law, and I learned everything from Schoolhouse Rock. A bill is a bill, just sitting on Capitol Hill. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this seems to me like...
Well, it's not like a bill's just going to pop up and go, and they're going to go, oh, yes, we're going to pass this. Bring this right along.
Right,
unless
but
it
you know
benefits
what happens?
Them.
Right. You know what happens? There's, oh, well, you see this bill. Well, let's add something to this. Let's add something to this to
sure.
this. And let's add this to that. Well, if that bill's going to let.
It's not about sick kids. That's the last thing it is about. And that's what's unfortunate.
I don't know how to.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to always get off on this tangent and talk about Addie and how she's sick and what's going on. But it's present. It's. I think that from the get-go, we promised you guys that this podcast was going to be real, and this is real. This is what's going on in my life right now, and so it's probably we're going to talk about it a lot. And I hope that we can still have comedians and fun things happen in between. But, you know, when I'm not here sitting here talking to Chick, I'm taking care of kids and And it just so happens that this is my situation.
I just wish there was a way, like, there's got to be a better way to the system that we have, that something like this is there and it could help. Short of, if the bill doesn't pass, what are you going to smuggle now? You're going to, like Smokey and the Bandit, you're going to go to Colorado and Colorado Springs or wherever you're going to hole up and
drive it across.
Drive it hidden in the floorboards, like in the French Connection. You're going to bring it back across the country and then do that 3 or 4 times a year. And then if someone catches you with it in Indiana, you're going to go to jail? Because it's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug. I know.
I don't, and I admit, I was never one of those people that would get involved in politics or legislation or Congress or...
I'm right there with you.
Whatever.
I don't. It's not...
You would observe something from a distance. Oh, boy, that was a shame. That didn't get passed. Oh, but when it becomes...
Yeah, but when it becomes your life and it becomes your literally life or death for your child, you know, they call it, is it SUDEP? Sudden Unexpected Death from Epilepsy is basically what it is. And it's, you know, when Addie wasn't medicated, that's what they said. They're like, you know, this is a very real thing. So, but you know what? It's just like, it's like parents with children who suffer cancer or, you know, that we have a friend whose son has terrible, terrible asthma and was hospitalized. It's just like everybody has a story and there's different things that affect us. But if it doesn't affect you and you are so fortunate to have healthy children, you're not going to understand where I'm coming from. You're not going to have a point of reference. And I can't be angry at you for that, but I would like to encourage a little bit of empathy.
Well, what do we do? What's our first step? Do we just...
I don't know, I've just been emailing and calling my
Mr. Kreider.
Senator Kreider and Sean Eberhardt is my rep. And those are the people that I'm trying to get in touch with and hoping.
We should have them on the podcast. We should have someone on the podcast who knows a lobbyist maybe or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's an open invitation to Representative
What's your email? Jess@chickmcgee.com, right?
Sure. Tweet at us.
Tweet at us. You can come on and perhaps you're up for re-election. Come on and give a re-election speech and then answer some fucking questions.
They just did those, didn't
yeah,
they?
Probably did.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, so I don't, I mean, there's, I'm happy to have anybody, any politician that wants to talk about it, medical professional that has an opinion about it that can talk. I know that they can't talk about it. A medical professional cannot really talk about that. It's illegal. It's illegal here. They couldn't say one way or the other. I mean, I guess we could have them on. They just didn't have to say their name if they were interested in talking about it. But, you know, I don't know. I need a better grade. I need a better medicinal CBD oil is not like the stuff that you can just have shipped here from the internet or wherever. That's not what that is. I need the real stuff.
Right. You know, I thought this was going to be an optimistic episode.
It is optimistic. We're getting ready to...
I don't feel optimistic.
Why? Why don't you feel optimistic? Because we live in the state we do, and there's chances are that this is going to fail and not go through again. Yeah. And everybody's like, well, you can go to Illinois or you can go to Michigan. Can you? Can you go? Can you get it and just drive it back? Is that what I'm going to do?
That doesn't seem very...
legal?
Legal?
Yeah. I mean...
What are you in for? Well, I was getting medicine for my daughter.
Right.
What'd you do? I robbed a bank. Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
I murdered someone. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we should definitely both be in here together.
Well, that seems like the same thing to me. All right. Well, let's make a...
What are we doing? Ooh, this is my favorite part where we make a resolution to do a podcast every week and then we don't.
We're going to make it... We're going to do two podcasts every week.
Oh, my God. No, we're not.
And our next podcast, we're going to have a guest. Want to do that?
Who?
We're going to have someone in here that make us laugh. How about that?
Yeah.
You like to laugh.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should take turns scheduling. We should take turns scheduling. Next week, you bring the guest. Remember we did surprise guests one time?
Yeah.
Who was mine when you surprised me? Didn't you surprise me with a guest one time?
Dog? Mad Dog?
Maybe it was.
No, you surprised me with Mad Dog, didn't
you? No, I surprised you with my brother.
Yeah.
Which, what kind of surprise is that?
That was a great one.
Man. Christmas was awesome this year. I can't even tell you.
What do you mean?
Just all the... We had a Christmas from the Saturday before Christmas until the Saturday after Christmas, and we had one day off without a Christmas. And I mean, like, family, Christmas, people everywhere, and four consecutive days I hosted at my house. And one time... There was a point where there was a baby, and the baby had an explosion in his diaper, and it was up his back and all over my white rug, and that happened. That was fun. My mom and my sisters didn't get in a fight. That was good.
I didn't hear about any of that, yeah.
No.
No fighting.
No fighting.
Why don't you go somewhere
why
else?
Why don't you go somewhere else?
Didn't that happen at Christmas?
Yeah. My sister has a German Shepherd puppy that they locked in the bathroom the week before Christmas because he was eating everything in the house, and so they put him in the bathroom while they were at work.
Right.
And
ate the toilet paper?
No. Somehow turned on the faucet and then flooded the downstairs bathroom and the downstairs of the house, and then the dog started to freak out because it was flooding.
Wow.
And then destroyed the bathroom. Yeah.
Is that Jojo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That happened.
So there's that. They do have a pretty cute puppy, though.
They have three dogs.
They have three now.
Mm-hmm. They have a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd, and then like this crazy... little baby dog mix that's like 5 pounds.
A shitty poo. What is it?
Is it? A cockapoo?
A poop a deck? A poop deck?
What?
A shit poo? A poo?
Is maybe that? A shih tzu poodle? Is it a shih tzu poodle?
Shitsy poo?
No. That's not what it is. What is it really?
I think it's a cock. No, it's not a cockapoo.
What's a cockapoo?
A cocker spaniel and a poodle.
Oh. Is that what Vibs is getting?
I don't know what that is.
I think he's getting a cockapoo.
Is it a schnoodle?
A schnoodle?
There's a schnauzer and a poodle. That's
no.
A schnoodle.
No, what's it's a Yorkie poo.
Yorkie poo.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's it.
Yeah.
A Yorkshire Terrier and
uh-huh.
a poodle.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
And it's got it blue eyes, right?
It's blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it's...
Are you going to get a new puppy? You're due for a new dog.
No. I can't have another pup. I only have two hands.
Oh,
because
really?
If I'm petting one, the other one wants petted. I can't.
Oh.
And the third one would be, I'd have to get a foot in there somehow, and that's not happening.
No.
I don't know what I'm going to do in 16. It's going to be an interesting year. All right, so am I in charge of the guest next time?
Yeah, I don't have time.
Oh, my God.
Unless you want me to bring a kid in here, but that's all. That's the only guest I have to offer.
He'd be great.
No, I'm not doing it.
All right. So email Jess at chickmcgee.com. Email me, chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. Let's start. How long do we have? Like 5 months, 6 months?
I have to look, yeah.
Man.
Let's do this.
Let's do it!
Alrighty. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We'll be back. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And you liked it like that. To be so big and to be so fat. Up in the burning house over in the club. Getting crunk, bang, bang, and some love for you. Ass moving so fast. Big bus bouncing, I'm on the sink. I wish you was here by the campus chef. The mask all black, everything's rough. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Honey, I'm saving on the shit, so I don't understand. Ain't got no dough. All got snuff all day.